Chapter 9. Emil Sachs, the recluse from Voloska. Within the ranks of the Austrian school, Emil Sachs occupied an original, but now largely forgotten, position. Just a few years younger than Karl Menger, he was, at the start of his economic research, more of a competitor of Menger than a fellow campaigner, and only began supporting and further developing methodological individualism and the subjective theory of value after becoming a professor in Prague. He distanced himself from the Austrian school yet again a few years thereafter. Disappointed, he retired from university life. But after a quiet period lasting almost 20 years, he resumed his research and, in the last decade of his life, became an unusually prolific author. Emil Sachs was born in 1845 into a family of cloth manufacturers and civil servants from Javornik Janský Vrch, previously Javornik, Johannesburg in East Silesia, today the Czech Republic. His father died a few months after his birth. The young Emil studied in Vienna, gained a doctorate of law, and worked initially as secretary of the Austrian Commission at the World Exhibition in Paris, and as a trainee legal officer at the Viennese Chamber of Commerce. In 1870, Sachs began teaching economics at the Polytechnisches Institut in Vienna, the precursor of the Technische Hochschule, Institute of Technology. An abridged version of his very first lecture, A Theoretical Foundation of Railroad Economics, was published in 1871. The renowned railway expert subsequently took over the post of secretary to the director of the Kaiser Ferdinand Nordbahn Railroad, and in 1874 received his Habilitation in Economics and Finance from Lorenz von Stein. In 1879, the academic staff of the University of Vienna had unanimously voted upon a tenured professorship for Menger and a non-tenured professorship for Sachs. The Ministry for Education complied with the proposal in Menger's case, but Sachs, who had just published his two-volume work Verkehrsmittel in der Volks- und Staatswirtschaft 1878-1879, Means of Transport in Economics and State Economy, accepted his non-tenured professorship in distant Prague, where he became fully tenured 1 year later. At the end of the 1880s, he was elected dean and later president of the German University of Prague. At the beginning of his university career, Sachs, also a member of the Deutsche Liberale Partei, became an elected representative in the House of Deputies of the Imperial Council for the constituency of Troppau, present-day Opava, Czech Republic, a mandate he carried out until 1885. The Deutsche Liberale Partei is literally the German Liberal Party. It favoured classical liberal economic policies, advocated the unification of the German-speaking countries into one nation-state, and demanded a strict separation of church and state. In his role as politician, he warned of the dangerous consequences of national strife and of the great political dangers it posed for the Austrian monarchy. Sachs joined Menger's circle early on and was one of the first to support him in the Methodenstreit. Yet, from the start, he developed a clearly autonomous position, which he presented in one of his main works, The Grundlegung der Theoretischen Staatswirtschaft, 1887, Foundations of Theoretical State Economy. In Sachs's opinion, the subjectivist theory of value embodies a kind of natural law. As an apple falls from a tree and the stars move according to the laws of gravity, one Robinson Crusoe and an empire of 100 million obey the same law of value when it comes to economic activity. According to Sachs's claim, the driving forces of humanity were egoism, mutualism, and altruism. Human needs were the most important basic concept of economics. Sachs drew a distinction between collective needs and individual needs, and correspondingly, between a state economy and a private economy. Both were intertwined, however, on account of the law of value. Value controls and guides human relations toward the multifariousness of goods at large. It therefore also guides relations between people who are dependent on the rapports between goods. Value would thus result not only from the relationship of humans to the world of goods, but would also be a fruit of social coexistence. While the theory of value was developed within the Austrian school into a logic of values, Sachs pursued mainly psychological considerations, talked about valuation or feeling of value, and regarded value theory as applied psychology. This resulted, therefore, insignificant differences within the mainstream of the Austrian school. Unlike Böhm Bawerk, Sachs did not consider labour to be an economic good. He rejected Wieser's imputation theory and saw interest as being a result of the barter economy and not as an economic category. For Sachs, Böhm Bawerk's theory of interest was weak and irreconcilable with the imputation theory. Finally, he also disagreed with the tax theory of the renowned and acknowledged expert of the school, Robert Mayer, 1855-1914, whom he accused of a lack of precision in scientific thinking. When the second professorship in Vienna next to Menger's became vacant once again, and Eugen von Philippowitz was appointed, Sachs had to acknowledge that his aspiration of returning to the University of Vienna would long be postponed. It was obvious that his work was not getting the recognition he had expected. Bitterly disappointed, he went into early retirement. Until the time of his death, he lived with his wife in a remote house with a view of the sea in Volotska, a small fishing village in Istria, a peninsula at the head of the Adriatic, today shared by Croatia, Slovenia, and Italy. With a resigned distance toward life, he looked for solitude as if contemplation were his greatest need. After a work hiatus of more than 20 years, during which there were only a few and insignificant interruptions, Sachs began to publish a new series of books, something almost sublime in light of events of the time like war and its miserable aftermath. Der Kapitalzins, 1916, Capital Interest, the second edition of his monumental 3-volume Verkehrsmittel in Volks- und Staatswirtschaft, 1918-1922, and a lengthier contribution to Wertungstheorie der Steuer, 1924, The Valuation Theory of Taxes. Emil Sachs lived to see his tax theory and his theory of public economy come to bear fruit, particularly in Sweden and Italy. Already an Italian citizen, he received an honorary doctorate from the University of Cologne in 1926. He was soon forgotten in the countries that emerged after the collapse of the Austrian monarchy, an event that affected him greatly. But on account of its originality, astuteness, and profundity, his complex, comprehensive, and sophisticated work, though difficult to cope with linguistically, still fascinates today.